This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for sticking with us. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about customer service support.
And our question is, how do you prefer engaging with customer service these days and why? A quick look at the poll results via chat at 48.2%, via phone 33.5%, via email 16.5%, and others at 1.8%.
Yeah, do we have some messages?
Yes, we have a comment here from Sudarshan said, all these sounds fantastic user experience for youngsters, but what about a 70-year-old ordering a pizza? WhatsApp. Yeah. You just WhatsApp us.
Try the WhatsApp.
Ah, yeah. See.
Yeah.
I'd be worried if it's too easy.
Yes. Yes. No, but also looking at Instagram, we have all of a sudden a bunch of people who've come in to say phone. And you know how it's Vicky says phone, easy talking. Michelle says phone. Maylin says phone. So, you know, all of a sudden we've got a bunch of people coming in to say phone. You have about 22 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us what your preference is. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, we're going to tell you how you can report your boss. Because employees will now be able to lodge complaints against unscrupulous bosses who do not allow them to work from home, you know, during this MCO, using a newly launched app called Working for Workers.
So Human Resources Minister Dato Sri M. Saravanan said this new category of a complaint that's available on the application was created following the government's announcement that 40% of workers in the private sector to work from home with effect from Tuesday today to reduce COVID-19 infections. Workers who are forced by their employers to be present at the office are urged to lodge reports via the app so that the matter can be investigated and action can be taken.
So by 9 a.m. on Monday, yesterday, the ministry had received 9 complaints about employers who did not allow their employees to work from home, and all of the reports will be investigated. And of course, our minister said that the findings will be referred to the International Trade and Industry Ministry or the Health Ministry to determine if there are violations of Standard Operating Procedure or the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act. He added that the new category was made available on the application to limit movement and the need of workers to be physically present at labour offices to lodge their complaints.
So over the weekend, the government announced tighter SOPs, including that 80% of public sector staff and 40% of private sector employees are to work from home to help flatten the curve here in Malaysia. The Working for Workers app was launched on May 3rd and is available to 15.7 million workers, including foreign workers, to submit complaints related to labour issues. And there are now 17 categories of complaints in the application.
Yeah, so Saravanan also gave his assurance that the identity of the complainants would be kept confidential and that the complaints received via the application would be addressed within 3 to 7 days. That's quite good, right? And as of May 23rd, this over the weekend, 178 complaints have been received through the application, more than 100 by Malaysians and the rest from foreign workers. KL has the highest number of complaints, followed by Selangor and Johor. And Saravanan added that among the issues raised by complainants were late and non-payment of salaries, termination without notice, and not providing workers with employment contracts. Right. Now, of course, you know we're going to do our due diligence, right? So I signed up for the app to just take a look, right? And if you're looking for it on your iOS, on an Apple phone, on an iPhone, then you have to look for WFW. Because I looked for workers. Working for workers and I couldn't find it. But yeah, WFW. And as soon as you get in, you have to actually put in your details, your name, your phone number, your IC number. And then you've got to put in your employer's detail as well. Name of the company, where your office is situated, office phone number as well, your postcode. And then once you've signed up, and I guess this, of course, is to kind of get rid of all those scammers. Please don't make a complaint about that. all those scammers are going to just, you know, simply sign up with an anonymous email or something like that to make a dodgy complaint, right? But when you come in, it's a very clean interface. You have and you've got a list of complaints that you can make. And like our Human Resources Minister said, there are 17 categories, including late payment of wages, no annual leave, no employment contract, no maternity leave, no payment of overtime. You can also make a complaint about that. unpaid public holidays, unpaid rest days, unpaid sick leave claim, not reporting the employment of foreign workers. So there's a whole bunch of stuff as well, unpaid salary. And now right at the bottom, you have employers do not allow to work from home. So it's a pretty easy interface, easy to use. You've got to, the only thing is you've got to put in a lot of your, quite a bit of your personal detail and your employer's details as well. So Mare, Male, Mira, if you're listening, I had to do this for research purposes for the show, right?
You know,
I'm not making a complaint.
But it's good, right? Because I think on their part, they want to make sure, they say they won't reveal, but at least they want to make sure that, you know, it's a genuine person and not just, you know, some angry...
Yes, disgruntled employee just wanting to, you know, get back at an employer or something like that. And also, I think I like the fact that, you know, your application would be addressed within 3 to 7 days. At least, you know, someone's listening, someone's taken notice. And I guess, especially for this work from home rule, you need to get to it immediately, right? You know, in order to flatten the curve. So yeah, we've done our due diligence, but you now know how you can report your boss as well. Coming back to our top story today, would you prefer engaging with customer service via phone, via email, via chat? Frida, shall we read some messages on Twitter?
We can. We've got from Saman Rawalas. I hate phone because I have to waste my 5 minutes time and credit to listen to your promos and options. I prefer chat because sometimes bot resolves my issue and sometimes talk to human message works for me, who helps me. Okay. Blue Hoodie, email because I can take my time. All the other forms just require immediate response to your interaction. Even if the email reply is a bit slow, that's fine. Queen says via chat because introvert. Jay Sanders said they almost never answer the phone.
Depends on who you're contacting, I guess.
Yes. And email still a legal document,
says Daria. All right. You have about, let's see, 16 minutes to get in on this conversation. 018-789-8899. If you prefer for engaging with us via chat. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, a quick update about that 2-hour shopping limit during MCO 3.0. But for now, here's Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. Редактор